son of leftist billionaire George Soros, Democrats should refer to Trump as a convicted felon at every opportunity. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 31, 2024. Alex Soros, the son of left-wing activist and billionaire George Soros, suggested Democrats mention that former President Donald Trump is a convicted felon at every opportunity they get. Soros wrote in a post on X that repetition is the key to a successful message and that Democrats want American citizens to wrestle with having to vote for a convicted felon in the upcoming 2024 presidential election. The jury in Trump's business records trial found the former president guilty on all 34 counts on Thursday. Democrats should refer to Trump as a convicted felon at every opportunity, Soros wrote in his post. Repetition is the key to a successful message, and we want people to wrestle with the notion of hiring a convicted felon for the most important job in the country. In April 2023, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg charged Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree concerning payments made to adult entertainment star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential election. Breitbart News previously reported that Bragg, who was elected in November 2021, received indirect funding from the elder Soros. George Soros gave $1 million to the Color of Change PAC, which spent money to elect Bragg. Soros has spent millions in recent local prosecutorial elections, often backing left-wing radicals against incumbent or moderate Democrats. His involvement has coincided with a massive rise in violent crimes in Democrat-run cities. The elder Soros has funded district attorneys in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Cook County, Illinois, and Contra Costa County, California. After Thursday's verdict, Trump told reporters that this had been done by the Biden administration in order to hurt an opponent, a political opponent. Trump added that the real verdict would be November 5 by the people.